For those of us that know about the spiritual life and about spiritual warfare, we know that demons hate holy things. The Blessed Mother, Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament, sacramentals such as St. Benedict medals, the Miraculous Medal, blessed holy water and holy salt, especially if it's exercise. But there's certain things that demons hate that are right within our grasp that we're not aware of. The following story from a real life deliverance session has much to teach us, and I can't wait to share it with you. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, this comes from a priest friend of mine that works in deliverance ministry, and everyone involved gave permission to share this because they thought it was so helpful for us to know. A little bit of background with the person who is possessed. First of all, their level of possession is not clear. So it's somewhere between oppression and possession. It's definitely not a full possession. This is a person that throughout their life was involved in the occult. I'm not exactly sure what, but they did a lot of things to where there are a large number of demons in this person. So the priest decided, instead of going full on into certain prayers, to lead her through forgiveness, specifically forgiveness of herself. Now, let me tell you what happened. So he began leading her and he began having her say, "In the name of Jesus, I forgive myself for." Now, this person, when they go to certain places, when they go to certain churches, when they say certain prayers, when they're in things that are particularly holy, they will convulse and feel pain. They basically feel the pain of the demons through their body. And they're discerning that the reason why God is allowing this is because God wants her and others to know of what helps in the spiritual battle, what hurts Satan and the demons, so that we know what are the most powerful weapons, basically. Well, when she was being led through forgiving herself, this is what she said. First, she began convulsing and sort of kind of writhing and shaking. It was very painful to her and to the demons. And she said that they kept saying, "Stop, stop, stop that." They hated it. So clearly, and this surprised both of them, they were surprised at how much power forgiveness had against the demons. And afterwards, she said that she felt amazing, lighter, etc., all these things. She felt great. The effect of it was unbelievable. This is important for us to be aware of, because often we see the power in these other things, kind of the most typical one, the St. Benedict medal. And we forget these other things that we carry with us all the time. We don't always have holy water, blessed salt, etc. We don't always have these other things with us. We can always forgive. Forgiveness is something that we always have in our disposal, in our pockets, to use in our fight against the enemy. And we should not underestimate this powerful weapon. For those of you that you don't know, I had a video talking about how to forgive. Essentially, in the name of Jesus, I forgive. I'm using the same formula as my priest friend. In the name of Jesus, I forgive so-and-so for this. Saying all these things out loud. Satan, as you see, hates these things. I also made a video about how we can use the season of Advent and Christmas as a type of 40-day retreat. And I gave a sort of structure for that. So check that out if you're able to. Forgiveness is right there at your hands. And with it, you can defeat the power of evil in your life. My friends, I will see you in the next one.